Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Whale watching is a killer, U.S. studies show. The hundreds of whale watchers who go out aboard motorized boats each day to watch northwest U.S. killer whales are actually helping to push the massive mammals closer to extinction, whale advocates say. Three separate studies show noisy boat traffic makes it harder for killer whales or orcas to find food by using underwater sound waves, forcing them to swim harder and burn off more blubber, which is tainted with harmful chemicals. The presence of the whale watch fleet decreases the whale's sonar efficiency by 95% to 99%, University of Washington researchers reported, while increasing food requirements. The resulting starvation forces the whales to draw down toxin labor blubber, and they die, said Mark Anderson, president of Orca Relief Citizens Alliance, or ORCA. Another University of Washington study found a strong statistical correlation between whale population decline and boat activity. The third study, conducted by an ORCA official, concluded that adult whales were burning nearly 20% more energy than they did before whale watching became popular. Nearly 100 boats follow the local pods each day. Ironically, whale watching has raised public awareness and support for local orcas, which spend 8 months a year feeding in waters off the San Juan Islands between Washington State and British Columbia. Larger boats are expected to keep a safe distance, but many smaller private boats often creep to within yards of the striking black and white giants. This story by Chris Stetkiewicz of the Reuters News Service. Australia proposes more protections for Chilean sea bass. The government of Australia took the first step last week to achieving greater protection for Chilean sea bass, also known as Patagonian or Arctic toothfish, by sponsoring a proposal to list it as Appendix 2 species of the CITES, or Convention for the International Trade in Endangered Species of Flora and Fauna, later this year. A recently released U.S. government fact sheet reports that illegal fishing accounts for 3 out of every 4 pounds of Chilean sea bass that is consumed globally each year. Chilean sea bass burst into the restaurant menus only 10 years ago, and its popularity with diners has fueled vast amounts of illegal fishing that, according to a news release from the government of Australia, could lead to commercial extinction in 3 to 5 years. Across the United States, nearly 600 chefs and food professionals have agreed to take a pass on Chilean sea bass until its populations have stabilized and better safeguards are in place to protect the fish from probable commercial extinction. Chilean sea bass was the number one selling signature item on my menu at Oceana, but given the facts, it was easy for me to stop preparing it more than 2 years ago, said Rick Moonen of Restaurant RM, opening in August in New York. Chefs and food professionals have done their part. Now it's time for the U.S. government to do their part. If this proposal passes, it brings us one step closer to putting Chilean sea bass back on the menu and back in the fish counter, said Nets Take a Pass on Chilean Sea Bass campaign manager Andrea Cavanaugh. As a chef who took the first step to help save this fish by taking it off my menu years ago, I urged the U.S. government to co-sponsor and support this proposal so I can one day serve Chilean sea bass again, said Nora Pollo of Nora and Asia Nora in Washington, D.C. As the second largest importer of Chilean sea bass, we expect the United States to support this proposal as an additional measure to close ports to illegally caught Chilean sea bass, said Mark Stevens, coordinator for the Antarctica Project, a partner with NET on the Take a Pass on Chilean Sea Bass campaign. Our government was a leader in adopting the current regulations that require 23 nations to trade only legally caught fish. The U.S. must now follow Australia's lead to expand that obligation to 135 additional countries, and we thank the National Environmental Trust for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,